Come on, Damon.
Oh, it's Friday.
It's Friday, man.
Oh, you know here what we you go. Gotta do.
I know how you feel. I know how you feel about stuff like this, but
that's right, man. But you know, if I'm gonna sit in, I'm gonna sit all the way in.
All right, man. Here we go.
Don't say sit all the way in.
I knew where I was going with that. I knew where I was going.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's about time I conform.
Let's go. Hey, this is go. The day that was given for men to dance with other men, because this is Friday. And on Friday, men, if you're running things, if you're doing the thing, let's dance. Come on.
Hey, hey, hey.
Come on, Damon. Come on, Damon.
There's no video of this.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No video. No video.
You like video, Mr. Social Media.
Jay will be back on Monday.
Yes.
King holiday.
He coming back to work on the holiday.
Coming back to work on the holiday, man.
Okay, that remains to be seen.
He's such a contrarian.
Okay. Ah, I'd cut it.
You okay?
Wow. Yeah, I'm all right. It's just not, you know, Damon, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
I appreciate it.
I've
seen some of the texts from the Texans. I'm all right. Y'all don't know what we get to all see these texts. Like, Damon's all right, but we need Jay back. And of course we do.
Yeah.
And so you two will be reunited on Monday.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the bit that he comes back with.
He better be good.
It better be good.
It better, because Tuesday is seriously ignorant news. Oh, man. So y'all should just do a special edition of Man Dance Monday.
On the holiday?
Yeah.
Do you think Dr. King would have wanted it that way?
You know, we don't really know what Dr. King wanted back in the day. But
we can only surmise.
Yeah, I have a dream.
So no nominations for black actors.
Or directors.
Or directors.
Wow.
Ryan Coogler, who is one of the best directors around, directed Fruitvale Station, directed this year's Creed, which should have been nominated for movie, as well as Michael B. Jordan. The only nomination for that movie was Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
It is mind-boggling once again. And we have a woman, a black woman, who is the head of the Motion Picture
Academy. She didn't make the nomination.
No. But I'm just saying it's symbolic that they bring, it's showing that, you know, this is a new day. And Cheryl Boone.
Oh, I get you.
Isaacs. And so now, for the second year in a row, it's a complete whiteout.
And what was the director's name?
Ryan Coogler.
Oh, well, there you go. Now, seriously, they might have given a token nomination, but they ain't know he was black. Like Ryan Coogler, no, it's not a black person.
It is just, and there are other movies that really should have been noticed as well, but
nothing. Okay, well, the NAACP Image Awards is going to be really nice.
Yeah.
So is Concussion eligible?
Nothing for Will Smith.
Wow. That's very interesting. Yeah.
Which was a real... Did you see Concussion? Did you either of you see Concussion?
No.
Really good. That's the movie Will Smith played, the doctor who came up with the CTE, the trauma that the football players take.
Right.
And the brain damage that takes place as a result of all that constant hitting.
Did you see it?
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah?
Was the accent believable for the whole movie?
You know,
because that's the thing, you know, when you got accents, you got to keep it the whole movie.
Yeah, but I think Will did a really good job.
But you can't slip in and out from African to Jamaican, you know, your dialect, your little bit.
No, he was consistent.
Okay.
I didn't hear any patois there.
There you go.
No, but he was really good, and he deserved a nomination as well.
All right. The Denver Broncos say they're not buying the Jedi mind trick. Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with Ben Roethlisberger. And so they're preparing for Ben Roethlisberger and not the backup.
Who would the backup be, do we know?
The guy that they
Landry Jones.
Okay.
Landry Jones.
And took out very quickly in the Steelers game last weekend.
Yeah. Much to the chagrin of Gary Owen.
Right.
Yeah, is Gary...
I haven't heard.
Still.
Yeah. He probably won't be
it's
right
going to take
the,
a while for
him
to get
it'd be the middle
this.
Of baseball season before he recovers.
Hmm. It's going to be good football this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Chicago, video released. police gunned down this 17-year-old back in 2013. Now the video has been released.
This is the case of Cedric Chapman.
Age 17. Mm-hmm. In 2013, mm-hmm. he was seen jumping out of a car that was reported stolen, ran across the street, and squeezed between two parked cars as officers pursued. They pulled out their guns, shot him in the street. The officer said they thought he had a gun.
And what was it?
It was a box, a iPhone box, cell phone, black.
You know, only thing I can say about this is some of these police need to start working out. Maybe you could chase somebody instead of shooting them. You know what I mean? You could apprehend people for a change. How about that?
Yeah. And how about we go for training in the difference between your taser and your gun, first of all.
Right.
And when you do shoot, shoot low.
Maybe that might be a good
idea.
I'm
just saying.
Yeah. But, you know, we've never had a gun pointed at us, so in all fairness, yeah.
No, there's, you know what, Damon, I got to say, there's nothing fair about this situation. It just, it boggles the mind, first of all, that these people are still being killed on the street in the way that they are. Young boys from Tamir Rice, this young man, Cedric Chapman. And there is no halt or I'll shoot. There is just shoot.
Yeah, but see, I still live in Chicago, so I had to throw that all fairness in case.
Okay.
In case I'm squeezing between some parked cars in Chicago. You have to see where I'm going with this. I know you're from Chicago.
I understand.
I still live in Chicago.
Yeah, I know a couple of these too. You know?
You're absolutely right.
So you have to say in all fairness.
You know?
And you have people in your family that are demonstrating.
Oh, absolutely. It's no laughing matter. You know, I'm just here for jokes, but my son is definitely active in the Let Us Breathe Collective. He's actually co-chairman now, and they are all about getting everybody involved from the top down, eliminated from their positions, and start from scratch. And in fact, they call themselves police and prison abolitionists because they think the whole system is broken. Mm. Yeah.
And that's your son?
Yes.
His son.
Yeah, he's been on the news, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you'll see him on a lot of the news reports coming out of Chicago.
What's his name?
Damon Williams. Damon A. Williams. I'm Damon G. So, yeah. He has a little radio show on Thursdays as well.
Is that right?
Yes.
And he's asking for all the way from Rahm Emanuel
on down. And actually, back in April, he led a protest and he gave a speech and he was saying, if you guys don't want to conform, we will accept your resignation because we, the people, are your employer. And the head started to roll as they started to do the protest and attack Christmas trees and stuff like that. I'm not going to say he did it, but if you look real close at the footage.
But you must be
so proud of your son.
I'm
man.
Very proud of my son. Yes, indeed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's very conscious about it. You know, it doesn't pay, but it's it's no salary involved with being a hero.
But you
work. Yeah, but I got him.
You yes, got indeed. Him. Yes, you got indeed. Him, and he's out there for the
No,
for the
he's
people.
In the front line, definitely.
And you're starting to see progress in Chicago because the superintendent of police, he was fired, and you're looking at the state's attorney and the chief of detectives.
State's attorney's going. She's going. Alvarez is out of here next term for sure, in March.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's been effective.
And if we can get Rahm, that would be a –
Yeah, Rahm's going to be a tough one.
Yeah,
but
that's a tougher.
They're artists. They're like poets and rappers, and they're all artist activists. Let Us Breathe is the name of the collective. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let Us Breathe.
Yep.
Damon A. Williams.
From Morgan Park seriously. Academy, huh?
Same high school. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, we got a little seriousness in the family.
Real serious.
Yeah, it skips a generation. My father's real serious. My son's very serious. I'm a comedian.